Have you ever faced a situation that felt completely out of your control? Maybe it was a job loss, the end of a relationship, or a streak of unlucky events that left you feeling overwhelmed and powerless. What if I told you there's a way to not just cope, but thrive amidst life's chaos? Welcome to our journey into Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that's about much more than just endurance. It's about transforming challenges into victories. The roots of Stoicism. Stoicism finds its origins in ancient Greece and Rome, emerging around the 3rd century BCE. It was founded by Zeno of Citium and popularized by later key figures like Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius. At its core, Stoicism emphasized using logic and reason to overcome destructive emotions like fear, grief, and envy. Rather than suppressing these feelings, Stoics believed in understanding which things were within our control and which were not. This cultivated a unique freedom. While we may not control every event affecting us, we can control how we respond. As Epictetus famously stated, "We are disturbed not by events themselves, but by the views we take of them." Core principles of Stoicism. So, what are the key principles underpinning Stoic philosophy? First, the dichotomy of control only our judgments, actions, desires, and aversions are truly under our power, while factors like wealth, health, and even life itself are not. To live well, the Stoics believed we must apply rigorous judgment to determine what is within our control and adjust our perspective on what is not. Reacting wildly to events outside our influence only breeds misery. Instead, we focus our efforts inward and pursue virtue through reason and self-discipline. The Stoics emphasized 4 cardinal virtues: wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. These ideals were not mere abstractions, but means to achieve eudaimonia, the highest form of human flourishing. Unlike happiness rooted in circumstance, true eudaimonia comes from living with moral and intellectual integrity. Stoicism in modern times. While ancient, Stoic ideology remains remarkably relevant today. Leaders across industries have expressed admiration for Stoic principles when navigating challenging times. In the business world, former CEO James Seingel credited Stoicism's emphasis on self-restraint as key to his success building Costco. Political giants like Teddy Roosevelt and Mitchell DeMontagne were vocal Stoic advocates as well. Perhaps no modern figure exemplifies Stoic resolve more than public intellectual Nassim Nicholas Taleb. Taleb's seminal works, including Antifragile, discuss ideas like via negativa, focusing on removing sources of harm and confronting reality's inherent uncertainty. These draw clear parallels to Stoic concepts of differentiating control and embracing life's paradoxes. Practical Stoicism. Enough philosophy, let's look at how to start practicing Stoicism in our daily routines. The first major hurdle are knee-jerk psychological responses that intensify misery, like anger, anxiety, and hedonic adaptation, diminishing satisfaction from repeated pleasures. To counteract these, Stoics employed strategies that are astoundingly relevant today. Negative visualization involved vividly imagining potential losses or setbacks this way. We are less devastated when they occur. We feel gratitude for what we have rather than grasping endlessly for more. Likewise, modern therapies like cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, align with Stoic principles of reframing harmful thought patterns. When facing difficulty, CBT encourages evaluating your interpretations of events to respond more productively. The Stoics also emphasized the crucial practice of mindfulness, being fully present in each moment, rather than lingering on the past or future. By focusing on the here and now, everyday moments of stillness and appreciation become clearer. Stoic responses to difficult situations. To truly grasp the profundity of Stoicism, consider how its core ideas might guide us through common life challenges. Job loss and career setbacks. Rather than spiraling with anxiety or shame, a Stoic might reflect, "My job was never a permanent possession to lose, but an impermanent role I occupied. My true self and virtues are constants I carry forward." They would diligently pursue new opportunities while avoiding attachment to any fleeting external circumstance. Grief from losing a loved one. Death is inevitable. The Stoics confronted this truth directly. Yet they also taught that while we cannot control when we lose loved ones, we can control whether we view their past existence with joy or bitterness. Instead of becoming consumed by despair, the Stoic path involves feeling gratitude that we had the chance to share a life with that person. We recognize that our grief comes from within, not the external event of the loss itself. Injury or illness. Why me? Is replaced by the Stoic mindset. Why not me? These challenges are part of the universal human condition. They avoid resentment of their circumstances and use reason to formulate their best path forward. If the ailment is curable, they apply discipline and perseverance to treatment. If not, they focus energy inward on maintaining sense of purpose and inner strength, rather than railing against what cannot be changed. Wrap up and call to action. At the end of our journey, I encourage you to pause and reflect on a difficult situation you've recently encountered. Through the lens of Stoicism, is there perhaps a different, more empowering interpretation available? The path of the Stoics is not one of passive acceptance, but of taking radical responsibility for our individual choices and responses. Yes, we don't control external events, but we always control the mindset we bring to them. Will we be at mercy of our circumstances or master them through reasoned virtue? In our world of endless upheaval, Stoicism offers profound guidance for not just tolerating chaos, but finding strength, freedom, and even opportunity within it. It's a paradigm of calm resilience amid the storms of life, a timeless reminder to focus not on what we cannot control, but what we can. Stoicism beyond adversity. While Stoicism provides an invaluable framework for resilience during difficult times, its teachings extend far beyond just enduring adversity. The philosophy encourages embodying virtue, reason, and self-discipline in all areas of life. In the professional realm, Stoic principles can be powerful tools for leadership and ethical decision-making. Instead of chasing endless money or status external rewards entirely outside our control, Stoics focus on exemplifying wisdom, justice, and doing what is right, regardless of the personal consequences. This mental fortitude allows leaders to navigate complex situations objectively, without being swayed by fears, anxieties, or things that don't ultimately matter. As Marcus Aurelius wrote, "If it is not right, don't do it. If it is not true, don't say it." On a more personal level, Stoicism provides guidance for living with presence, authenticity, and appreciation for life's simple gifts. Stoics recognize that many of our daily frustrations and anxieties stem from impulsive thoughts and desires projected into the future or past. We become consumed with hopes, fears, or regrets that neglect the profound perspectives available in the here and now. To counteract this tendency, practices like negative visualization encourage periodically imagining the temporary loss of things we take for granted, our homes, relationships, or even our bodies and abilities. This isn't an exercise in morbid pessimism, but one that cultivates gratitude by acknowledging the impermanence of all external circumstances. Similarly, Stoics prescribe periodically living life in its most humble, modest form, consuming basic foods, donning inexpensive clothing, and removing excess comforts and luxuries from daily existence. Not only does this build appreciation and perspective, but it instills self-discipline and separates happiness from fleeting indulgences or possessions. The ongoing Stoic journey. Of course, internalizing ideas like these is a lifelong pursuit. The Stoics were quite clear that embodying their principles in full is incredibly difficult and takes constant reinforcement. Even masters like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca wrote extensively about their own struggles and shortcomings. Yet this eternal journey is part of the beauty of Stoic philosophy. It provides a continuous source of wisdom, purpose, and perspective that transcends any single event or phase of life. Its practices build compound resilience for facing all of life's inevitable twists and turns with grace. Modern psychologists have even studied and validated key Stoic techniques as powerful tools for building resilience and well-being. The ancient emphasis on things like negative visualization, daily journaling, and cyclical fatalistic rehearsing of worst-case scenarios can meaningfully ease anxiety, put daily stresses into context, and foster sturdy mindsets. The Stoic path is neither an easy nor passive one. It requires continuous contemplation, intentional living, and confronting reality's inherent difficulties without flinching. However, by walking this road, we cultivate the timeless capacity to transform pain into insight, fear into resolve, and obstacles into opportunities for exemplifying our highest virtues. Closing call to action. If Stoicism's ideas resonate with you, start small by turning its principles into daily practices. Use journaling or meditation to clearly define what is and isn't under your control. Periodically rehearse losing sources of comfort or security in your life, and contemplate how you would respond with grace and wisdom. Most importantly, view each daily frustration or difficulty as a chance to practice Stoicism in action. Could your anger, anxiety, or despair be reframed into an opportunity for patience, courage, or perspective? Replace reflexive reactions with conscious responses rooted in virtue and reason. This journey will not happen overnight, but brick by brick, we build the sturdy foundations of the Stoic ideal, the ability to keep calm and composed amidst any circumstance while leading a life of profound appreciation, authenticity, and purpose. In doing so, we become modern heirs to one of history's most enduring and essential philosophies.